words kind of stuck to my soul. It talks about, I shall not fear the arrow by day, nor the terror by night. The God who governs angel armies has encamped it around me. So whom shall I fear? I'm not going to sing that, but that song, I shared it on Facebook, I hope it'll bless you. I shared it this morning on Facebook. I didn't write the song. I have no rights to the song, but I just shared it, all right? So if the Facebook police want to come get me, they can come get me. I'll be quarantined at the Jackson residence, Jackson compound, which I call it, amen, in Long Beach, North Long Beach. Or as I jokingly told my wife last night, North Long Beach, or if you want to consider it, Compton Heights. Amen. Okay, church is not the place where fun goes to die. You can have fun in church. Amen? Amen. All right. I'm trying to open up my document here in Word. And today, there it is. I want to talk about, oh Lord, what happened? Oh, perseverance. Is that all right? I want to talk about perseverance. We all are going through different things. On a grand level, we're going through the same thing, and that is the pandemic. This COVID-19, with the restrictions that are being placed, and some restrictions are slowly being lifted. But along with that, and even before that, we have all been going through some individual things. I felt in my heart and in my mind, I believe that the Lord has directed me to talk about perseverance today. Now, I want to give a biblical definition as it is related to this word in Scripture, and we find it in Scripture, and it is persistency, to be earnest towards a thing, to persevere, to be constantly diligent or in a place, to attend assiduously all the exercises, or to a person. It means also to adhere closely to, as a servitor, to attend, to give oneself continually, to give oneself upon, to continue in. Instant with, to wait on continually. It also carries a definition to be strong. Figurative, it means to be steadfast, to be patient, to endure. And if there ever was a time for the people of God to persevere, it's now. If there ever was a time for the people of God, the saints of God, to be able to be earnest towards, to persevere, to be diligent, to hold on to exercise ourselves in holiness and godliness, it is this time. If there ever was a time for us to give ourselves continually upon and continue in the Word of God and to wait on God, it is this time. We have to be strong. I want to look for a moment at 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, Paul speaking to the saints at Corinth. I'm going to do my best to teach this morning. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 58 in the Amplified Version. Here's what it says. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. So it is from this scripture that we are lifting some encouragement. As Paul encouraged the saints at Corinth, they were going through some things, and we are here in 2020. We are going through some things here, and we need to understand that although we are going through, that does not put a pause on the work of the Lord. In fact, since we're going through, it should heighten our awareness and our spiritual sensitivity that we must continue the work of the Lord. And we cannot be satisfied, or we should not be satisfied with just doing a portion that we think will be sufficient. But I like how the Amplified unpacks it. It says, always being superior. That means we have to do more. We have to pray more. We have to pray more earnestly. We have to intercede for one another. We have to look on the things of others more than on the things of ourselves. It says, doing more than enough, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord. Not doing more than enough for ourselves, not setting ourselves in comfortable positions, but doing more than enough in the service of the Lord. And as we're doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, we have to know and remember, and we have to be continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It's never wasted or to no purpose. It's not in vain. Listen, we're going to receive the reward that God has prepared for each of us individually. So we should not be weary in our well-doing, but we should excel in it. We should want to do superior things in the Lord and for the Lord. And Paul, speaking to the saints at Ephesus in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, in verse number 10, here's what he said. Amplified Version says, in conclusion. So after he was teaching them on some precepts and concepts that he wanted them to engage in, he said, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Sometimes we need to realize, and I think it's a good day for us to remind ourselves, that we are stronger than we think we are, because our strength comes from God. God is the strength of our life. So Paul is reminding the Ephesians, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. When and since we have the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, we have God on the inside. We have the strength of God. We have the power of God. And Paul is encouraging us, as we read what he wrote to the saints at Ephesus, to be strong in the Lord, to be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. So our strength comes from the Lord. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So we have the strength to persevere. We have the strength to face anything that comes our way. We have the strength and the fortitude, the capacity and the ability. We also have the authority and the responsibility to face everything that comes our way. And we can face it with strength. We can face it with confidence. We could face it with anticipation and knowing the fact that God will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. And God, the Bible declares that he will not put on us more than what we're able to bear. So we have to go past our human thinking, because our human thinking sometimes and our humanness, and it partners with the adversary sometimes and make us think we can't go a step further. Some of us might have been even thinking thoughts that I'll be so glad when this thing is over. I don't know how much more of this that I can take. Some of us might even have had a thought of getting stir crazy. If I don't get out of this house, I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If you got to just stand outside your door and just get some fresh air. If you got a side yard or backyard, or just put on your mask and walk around the block and you have to let yourself know that God is with you. You have to remind yourself that you're not going to fall apart. You have to remind yourself that greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. You have to remind yourself that God is with you. You have to remind yourself that God did not give you the spirit of fear. God gave you the spirit of wisdom and the power and of a sound mind. God is in control, and nobody, no individual can pluck you out of the hand of God. God is aware of even a little bird. Every time a little bird touches its little feet on the ground, it doesn't escape the knowledge and the awareness of God. And so if God can see and notice and recognize a little bird when it touches the ground, surely God sees our condition. Surely he knows the things that we're dealing with, and our faith has to be locked in on Jesus Christ. So Paul continues in the sixth chapter of Ephesians. I want to drop to verse number 18, because here's one of the things that he wants us to be persistent in. God expects us to be persistent in our prayer. He says in verse number 18 of Ephesians 6, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season. And surely this is a season that we need to be praying up to the Lord. And just let me offer a suggestion for a simple pattern. You don't have to take this pattern in your prayer, but you could if you want to. I heard about an acronym in our prayer life called ACTS, A-C-T-S. First thing in prayer is adoration. The second thing is confession. Then the third thing is, ACT is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And then the final thing is supplication. So just as a pattern, if you choose to use it, it's a good pattern. Adore God. Give him adoration when you start your prayer, because he said we need to pray at all times, on every occasion, and in every season. So before we ask God for anything, we need to adore him. We need to give him the adoration. And then after we finish adoring God, then we need to confess our sins. So that C in that ACTS acronym, first you have adoration, and C, you have confession. You need to confess your faults unto God, because he desires truth in the inward parts, and he knows us anyway. Then after the C part is the T part. You got to give thanks. You got to give thanks to the Lord for all his goodness. You got to give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy, for his kindness, for his long-suffering, for his forgiveness, for salvation, for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. So first you adore God. Then you confess to God. Then T, then you thank God. And then S, then you make your supplications. And in your supplications, don't forget to intercede for your brothers and your sisters. Don't forget to intercede for those that are weak. Don't forget to intercede for those who are going through different trials and different tests. Don't forget to intercede for those who need healing, those who are seeking healing from physical diseases and physical ailments. So that's a good way. You can use it if you want to, but that's a good way to pray in every season and upon every case and upon every occasion. The verse continues, in the spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. So Paul is saying we got to pray in this season. We got to pray in this time. And then that verse continues, 18, to that end, keep alert. Not only should we pray, but we need to watch. We need to be alert and watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all saints, God's consecrated people. Paul said we need to intercede for one another because everybody is going through something, and some of us are going through more than one thing at the very same time. Verse number 19, Paul says, and pray for me also that freedom of utterance may be given me, that I may open my mouth to proclaim boldly the mystery of the good news, the gospel. Pray for every pastor that will stand flat-footed and declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pray for every church. Pray for every assembly that is preaching and teaching the truth. So we have to persevere. We have to do this. I believe Paul told Timothy in one place when he was writing to his son in the gospel, he said you need to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I remember when I was in the U.S. Army, we had to do a whole lot of training because they wanted that training to be embedded in our hearts, embedded in our minds, so that if we had to deal with an adversary, we would automatically, by first nature, not second nature, but we would automatically by first nature revert back to our training. So what has been going on here in the church, we've been preached to, and we've been taught, and we've been trained and trained and trained. Now it's time to implement the training that we have been taught. Now it's time to put this word that we have hid in our hearts. Now it's time to live by it, to grow by it, to walk by it. It's time for us to be doers of God's word and not to hearers only. So we have to persevere. We got to be strong. Paul is speaking now in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2 and verse number 15. Here's what it says in the Amplified Version. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold fast to the traditions and instructions which you were taught by us, whether by our word of mouth or by letter. Paul is saying, don't forget what we taught you. Don't forget your Sunday school lessons, if you will. Don't forget the Bible classes. Don't forget your personal devotion. Don't forget the word of God, because this is the day that every man's work is being tried, and God is trying and proving and allowing us to prove to him and prove to ourselves what is really in us. And God has given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness. Listen, we have to look at this through the eyes of faith, and we have to look at this and compare it and place it up in the light of eternity. This pandemic, this COVID-19, although it's taken many people, I think almost 90,000 people in this country have died from this COVID-19. But here, I want us to understand that this, whatever we're dealing with, is a light affliction. It's a light affliction. I'm not being careless or heartless, but I want us to understand that there's some things that are coming on the earth that you don't want to be here for. That's why it's so imperative that you get saved today. That's why it's so imperative that we as the children of God make our calling and election sure, because we believe according to the word of God that soon and very soon Jesus Christ will come back and get his church up out of here. So God has left on record those in Old Testament time and those in New Testament time who persevered. Look at the bondage that the children of Israel were in for 430 years. They had to deal with the Egyptian bondage, but when God got ready to deliver them, he sent Moses to deliver them. And remember the faith that some of the patriarchs had. I can remember the faith of Joseph. He said that God is going to deliver you. In fact, when God delivers us, if I got to go to my grave, I hear Joseph saying, don't you leave my bones here in this place of bondage. But when, not if, but when God delivers us, you dig up my bones and take my bones with you. That was faith. That was persevering even unto the end. So the Bible says, as the writer of Hebrews says in the 12th chapter,
We see that the 11th chapter is called the Hall of Fame of Faith. But here in the 12th chapter, and beginning at verse number 1, the writer of Hebrews says, "Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," witnesses of what? Witnesses of those who have persevered, witnesses of those who have borne the testimony to the truth. He said, "Let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, every unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us." It's time for us to do our own housekeeping on ourselves. We got to look at ourselves, examine ourselves in the mirror of God's word. And since we have this cloud of witnesses, the ones that have went before us, the ones that bore witness to the testimony of the truth, the ones that have borne witness to the testimony of the word of God, we got to strip off and throw aside every weight, every encumbrance, every unnecessary weight and sin which so easily and cleverly clings to and entangles us. And we got to run with patience and endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. You got to stay in your lane. I got to stay in my lane. There's some things that I got to face. There's some things that you have to face. There's some things that corporately we all have to face. But face it we must, and face it we can, and face it we will. And thanks be unto God who always calls us to triumph. So we know that whatever God allows to come our way, we have the victory in him. So we can overcome every obstacle that comes in our life. And we can use sometimes the trouble. Sometimes it may seem like trouble, but it's perfecting us. It's molding us into the very image of Jesus Christ. Sometimes there's situations that builds our character. Sometimes struggle, sometimes pain, sometimes uncomfortableness. It builds the character, and it molds us, and it helps us to be less dependent on ourselves, less dependent on the arm of flesh, less dependent on money, if you will, and it causes us to be more dependent on our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Listen, God wants us to look to him because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So we have to run with active persistence. We can't stop in the middle of this race. I hear the Bible said in one place, "He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved." We can't get halfway on the track and then pull off like we pulled a hammy. This ain't no fake injury time. Listen, whatever you got to do to finish, to get to the finish line, you got to get to the finish line. And the finish line is the rapture. The finish line is seeing Jesus in peace. So we got to run this appointed course. God has a course that's appointed for us. He knows our strength and he knows our weaknesses. And he knows that if we trust in him, if we lean on him, if we depend on him, he will help us to get over every hurdle that comes our way. So the Bible says in verse number 2 of Hebrews 12, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. So we don't care about the crowd because everybody in the crowd is not for you. Yeah, they sound like they might be cheering, but in their hearts, they're looking for you to fail. So you can't have your eyes focused on the crowd. You got to look away from all that will distract you, and you got to look to Jesus. I got my eyes on Jesus. I don't care what the devil tries to parade in front of our faces. I ain't looking for the easy way out. I'm looking for the only way up. And Jesus said, "I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So we got to look away from all that will distract. Look to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, giving the first incentive of our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher. He is the perfecter of our faith. And the Bible continues, he, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. This is what we have to do. Yes, we have to do this by faith, and we have to speak these words over our life. We have to look past what we're dealing with right now, because trouble won't last always. This too is going to pass, and we don't know the next thing that's coming on the horizon, but whatever comes, the best place, the most secure place for us to be is in Christ Jesus. And we're so glad that there is now no condemnation to him, to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So this is how we persevere. We persevere by walking in the Spirit. We persevere by not leaning to our own understanding. We persevere by acknowledging God in all of our ways, and let God direct our path. So Bible says, just think, in verse 3, just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials. Look at what they put Jesus through. Look how he allowed himself to be given into the hands of sinful and wicked men. He told his apostles and his disciples, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of wicked men. They're going to kill me, y'all. That's what Jesus told them. But in 3 days, I'm going to get up again. He told his disciples, and that's exactly what happened. They whipped Jesus. They lied on Jesus. They spit on Jesus. They beat him to an unrecognizable pulp, and they crucified him on the cross, just like he prophesied. But 3 days later, according to the scriptures, he got up with all power. That's the glorious good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We sang this morning, God is not dead. He is still alive. So the writer is saying, just think of him. He's talking about Jesus, who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison to your trials. When we weigh what we're going through with what Jesus went through, and has secured for each and every one of us, far outweighs this light affliction. What Jesus went through to secure our salvation far outweighs us standing in line at the grocery store. What Jesus went through to secure our salvation far outweighs us having to go to the drive-thru and can't sit down. What Jesus went through to secure our salvation far outweighs us not being able yet to come into the sanctuary to worship and fellowship together. But here's one thing that we understand and know because of the word of God. When this is all over, we're going to meet up in heaven. We're going to fellowship with Jesus, and we're going to fellowship with one another. So let us endure this little light affliction. Let us endure this temporary pause from gathering together, because what Jesus did, it far outweighs whatever we have to go through, whatever uncomfortableness, whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever affliction, it far outweighs what Jesus did on that cross to secure our eternal salvation. Far outweighs what we have to go through when we look at this limited time that we are experiencing these things, and we place it up against eternity. This ain't but a short time. Glory, hallelujah, because we know that when Jesus comes back for us, we're going to spend the eternity of eternities with him. So you can persevere. Be strong, my brother. Be strong, my sister. God is with you. God has not abandoned you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have to talk to yourself. Repeat God's word in your atmosphere. You are more than a conqueror. COVID can't conquer you. Cancer can't conquer you. Diabetes and any other sickness can't conquer you, because you are more than a conqueror through him that loves you. And the one who loved you is Jesus the Christ, the one who sacrificed himself for you that you might obtain eternal salvation is Jesus the Christ. So since he bore our sins on the cross of Calvary, surely we can deal with this temporary uncomfortableness. And if we have to go, if we have to leave this side of eternity by way of the grave, that's all right with us, because the Bible declared to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we understand that God is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. Jesus said, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. All you have to do is die out to your sins. Get baptized. First, you got to repent. Ain't no need of you getting wet if you ain't got something right in your heart. Repent and get baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. God has promised, and we got a cloud of witnesses in here and out there. We got a cloud of witnesses that God will fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And that power is the same power, the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So here we have another scripture, James, in the first chapter. I want you to persevere. I want you to know that you can make it. I want you to know that you're strong in Christ. I want you to understand that you have to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You're a soldier in the army of God. God called you. God appointed you. God anointed you. You were built for this. God knew that you would be here in 2020. He knew that COVID-19 was going to come, and he knew that in this day you would have everything that you need to withstand and to remain faithful unto him. Cast not away, my brother or my sister, cast not away your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What is the will of God? Be a light in this dark season. Be a light to all those that would look to you. Be a light. No man lights a candle and set it under a bushel. It's not time for you to be an incognito Christian. It's not time for you to be a secluded saint. But it's time to let the light of God shine in your home. Shine in your heart. Shine in your countenance. It's time to let the glory of God be revealed in you and through you. James chapter number 1, verse number 2. Amplified version: consider it wholly joyfully, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter a trial. We're enveloped in this season. We're enveloped. We're isolated in our homes. Yes, I know they're releasing some certain things, but let's be wise, people. Let's be wise, people. We don't want to be a guinea pig, and we don't want to be a statistic. Listen, the things that you left, they're still out there. The amusement parks, they're still out there. The movies, they're still out there. Yeah, the restaurants, they're still there. But when the all clear is really all clear, if you're still here, then you will go through the all clear. So let's not be foolish. Let's not be hasty. Let's stay with God. Consider it wholly joyfully, my brother, James says, whenever you are enveloped or in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations, be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. That sounds like perseverance. How you gonna persevere if you never have nothing to go through? How you gonna know if you got perseverance if everything is easy? How are you gonna know that you can persevere if you can reach, if you can touch it, everything you reach for? There has to be an adjustment period. Look at verse number 4 of James chapter number 1. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work. Listen, you think it's enough, but it might not be enough. You think it should be over, but somebody wrote a song and said, it ain't over until God says that it's over. Listen, you can take more than you think you can take. Yes, you can. I told you, you're built for this. You are built to go through this. You are built to endure through this, because after you come through this, you're going to give God some real glory. After you get through this and you see the way that God has made a way, you see the way that God is keeping you even in this pandemic, after you see the way, and as you see the way that God is still meeting your needs, as you see the way that God is providing for you, as you see the way that God is placing you on somebody's heart and they're giving you all types of assistance, you're going to be able to praise God when this situation is over. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work. So this has to come through a thorough work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed. That's what the Bible says, that you may be perfectly and fully developed. Glory. Hallelujah. Lost my place here, but it's coming back. Glory. Thank you, Jesus, that you may be perfectly and fully developed with no defects. Listen, when God gets through with us, taking us through this, we're going to have no defects, and we won't be lacking nothing. When we get back together, we're going to give God some real praise. Yes, I know you're praising him now where you are, and that's the right thing to do, but can't you just see how when they release us to come back into the sanctuary, what a time that's going to be, because after we get through going through what God is allowing us to go through, we're going to come through fully developed. Oh, we're still developing. Wait a minute. Somebody said our motto is come have a new growth experience, and this is still a part of our growth experience. I praise God for Bishop Ussery hearing the mind and the voice of God giving us this motto, come have a new growth experience. That's change. And listen, sometimes change has to, sometimes you have to be put in isolation in order for the change to take place. But God, he has isolated us, and not only, I believe, is he isolating us, he is insulating us. While we're in the isolation, he is insulating us and impacting us with his glorious word, and he is developing us. And God said in his word that when we get out of this, we will be perfectly and fully developed with no defects. Maybe, glory, hallelujah, there were some defects in us, and our defects might have affected one another, but God knows how to separate us and work on us so our own individual defects will be deleted. God might have needed to put us in isolation so he can delete the defects on us. So after we all come back with no defects and we come back without lacking anything, what a glorious time of worship that will be. I'm looking forward to that. When we come out of this thing with no defects and lacking nothing, I'm looking for God to do some miraculous things right here in our midst. God might be setting an atmosphere that his power can be unleashed in this house, and real healing, real breakthrough, real deliverance can can take place. So God, do what you gotta do in our own several places. Work on our hearts, work on our minds, because we want to be fully developed when we come back in this place as you allow it. Verse number 22 of James chapter 1. But be doers of the word. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, we get excited when we hear what we think is good preaching and what we think is good teaching, but it goes beyond excitement. Here's what the Bible said, but be ye doers of the word. Obey the message and not merely listeners to it. Yeah, thank God that you're live streaming, but we want you to live stream. Glory, hallelujah. We want you to live this stream, not just live stream. We want you to live it. We want you to live this word. He says, but be doers of the word, obeying the message, not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves, because if you just hear it and don't do it, you done betrayed yourself. You done fooled yourself, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. Yeah, it sounded good, but I ain't going to do it. Don't betray yourself. Verse 23, for if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror, for he thoughtfully observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. You don't want to be that type of individual. Verse 25, but he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it and perseveres. Here's that word again, and perseveres in looking into it. You got to do this on a continual basis, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys. He shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience. You want to be blessed? Here's the answer. It ain't a secret. It's just an answer. If you want to be blessed, you got to be a doer of the word. If you want to be blessed, you got to take heed to the word and take heed to yourself. I thank God that he's given us the power to persevere. I thank God that he is enabling us, even while we're in isolation, to know that he's with us and he will never leave us nor forsake us. Yes, this is a troublesome day. Yes, we're facing things that we have never faced before, but that don't mean that we are victims. We are not victims. We are victorious. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. So I strongly suggest that whatever you're feeling right now, if the feeling of high stress, if the feeling of ineptness, if the feeling of depression, if the feeling of self-doubt is trying to creep into your atmosphere, trying to creep into your head, don't let the devil park rent-free in your head and in your mind. Think on the word of God. But I hear what the psalmist said, and I think I'll close with this. This is an inspiration in my mind to persevere. And while I'm persevering, just because we're in a pandemic and I have to persevere, wait a minute, and we have to persevere, I will not let the perseverance that I must go through, that I will go through, that I can go through, and this pandemic that we're in, I will not allow this pandemic to pause my praise. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So walk with me to Psalm 27. Yes, we're in a day of trouble. Yes, we're in a day there's confusion. Yes, we're in a day when fear is gripping the hearts of many. But I like what the psalmist said in Psalm 27, beginning at verse number 5, for in the day of trouble, in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. I'm so glad that not only are we sheltered at home, we're sheltered in him. Glory, hallelujah, for in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter, in the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He will set me high upon a rock. And now, while I'm in trouble, now, while we're in isolation, now, while I'm dealing with pains in my body, now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Now, listen, that's when it's going to be lifted up, round about me, in his tent. I will offer sacrifices and shouting of joy. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. So the psalmist is saying, yes, I'm in a day of trouble. Yes, I got enemies all around me. Yes, I'm surrounded by things and I'm dealing with things that are uncomfortable for me. But I ain't going to wait. I'm not going to wait until this passes. But now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies, round about me in his tent. I'm in the secret place of God. That's why I can persevere. And since I can persevere, then I will offer sacrifices. Since I can persevere, I will offer shoutings of joy. Since I might as well shout. I wonder if you can shout where you are. Shout that God is with you. Shout that you're in the secret place. And when you get through shouting, lift up a song. He said, I will sing. Yeah, I will sing praises. I ain't gonna sing a sad song. I ain't gonna sing no blues. But I'm going to sing praises unto my God. I'm going to sing because he is a delivering God. I'm going to sing because he is Emmanuel. He is God with me. So I'm going to offer up sacrifices of praise. So I would admonish you. I encourage you to persevere while you're going through. I admonish you to lift up your hands right where you are and change the atmosphere. Sphere of your environment. Change your physical environment into a spiritual environment and lift up both your hands if you can and offer up praise unto our great God. Offer up songs of deliverance. Offer up songs of thanksgiving. Offer up songs of gratitude unto God, knowing that yet in a little while he that shall come. I feel like preaching now, but I got to go. He that shall come, he will come, and his reward is with him. Oh, cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. You come too far to turn back now. Somebody said in a song, nobody told me the road would be easy. I don't believe. I can't believe. I won't believe. He brought us this far to leave us. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, God's going to come within the might of his power. The Lord himself, the Bible said, he shall descend from heaven with the shout and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those of us isolated, those of us who are alive and remain shall be caught up. What are you hoping for? I'm persevering because I'm looking for the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He didn't choose you to lose you. Persevere. Persevere. You can make it. You can take it. God is with you. God bless you. Be encouraged. You made for this. You're made for this time. God knew what day and time and age to have us living in. He's not going to leave himself without a witness. You can make it. Through hard trials, tribulation, persecution, we'll be faithful, cause we're determined to walk with Jesus. Oh, yes, I am. God bless you. Be determined.
I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm determined to walk with Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, I am. Through our trials, tribulation, persecution, I'll be faithful. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am.
I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm determined to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through our trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'll be faithful.
Walk with me, Lord.
Yeah.
Walk with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. It was an honor and a privilege.